These brothers have been writing, recording, and performing together for more than two decades. One is an award-winning actor with over 80 films and dozens of television and stage credits to his name. The other is an Emmy-winning composer. He most recently scored the documentary The Way Madness Lies. I want to hear about that. Currently on the festival circuit, I am thrilled to welcome back to my show the Bacon Brothers, Michael and Kevin Bacon.
Hey, Wendy.
Hi.
Hey, thanks, you guys.
Sure.
What can we expect to hear from the Bacon Show?
Well, we're doing most everything that's on the new record, which is the first self-titled one that we've done. It's our seventh recording of new stuff. And Mike's written a really cool kind of cello interlude piece that we've been doing that slides into some other cello tunes. And it's a pretty diverse show musically.
How do you guys come up with the titles for the songs?
Well, usually it's a line from the song. I mean, the classic is the title is the first line of the chorus, and that often is the case. So when you write a song and the title isn't too obvious, you sort of have to go dig into it and see how you want to describe the song to someone who hasn't heard it yet, and that's usually the way we come up with a title.
I don't think people realize that you two have been playing together for over 22 years?
Yeah, something like that.
Amazing. How did that start? And I know that music has always been a part of your family, growing up, four sisters, you guys, I read that you guys said that your parents had horrible voices, but regardless, music was always in your home. Is that true?
Yeah, we used to, when my father would sing lullabies, we'd pretend to be asleep.
Yeah, he had this very
that good, right?
voice, and it was almost like what we call in singing a, what is that called, Kevin, when you do that?
Vocal fry.
Vocal fry, yeah. He kind of had a vocal fry kind of voice, which is really not the quality of the vocal that you want to exploit too much. You're usually trying to hide that, but not that.
But regardless, music was in your family.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So how did it start for you two?
Well, music was always a big part, and I started playing music, you know, since I was about 5 or 6 years old on the cello, and actually before that I played the saxophone, and then I picked up the mandolin, banjo, guitar, and
wow.
When Kevin's 9 years younger, and when we were growing up together in the same house, it was just a very easy kind of a jump for us to do music together, and I realized right away, even though he's a pretty little guy, he had a talent for writing melodies and lyrics. So I would take his melody and lyrics and help him organize it. You know, this will be the chorus, this will be the bridge, this will be the verse, this will be verse two. Write chords behind it and, you know, make some kind of a simple arrangement on the guitar so, you know, he could sing it or I could sing it. So that process just never really stopped until we put the band together in a formal way. Before that, it was kind of informal. We were more sort of a songwriting team, writing songs for trends for later on Kevin's movies to have Tanya Tucker. Here's a great song we wrote for Tanya Tucker. Let's try to get it recorded. So it was more of a kind of a more of a commercial endeavor than it was, you know, kind of a the way the band has ended up, where the songs are really a very generic part of the band, and we kind of live or die on the songs, and the songs tend to be sort of confessional style rather than commercial style.
Amazing. Who influenced you guys back then and now?
You know, I think there were so many influences, and I think that the music in a way kind of, you know, reflects that, because there's you know, folk influences and rock and pop and soul. And, you know, our first record was called Foro Soko, and that was kind of the idea, was that there's all this, you know, all this kind of musical influence. I mean, Philly was a very, very, you know, like a lot of music in Philly and very diverse kind of the sounds of the music that was being made. And plus you add to that you have two different people as the writers who have, you know, varying musical influences, partly based on you know, us being a few years apart, and also just, you know, our own aesthetic. And when you put all those things together, it ends up being a pretty wide range of stuff that influences us, and a wide range of stuff that the music sounds like, you know.
If you just tuned in, I'm talking to Kevin and Michael Bacon, the Bacon Brothers. What is the biggest challenge touring at this time in your life as compared to when you guys first began?
Well, everything has gotten much, much, much bigger by a factor of probably 10.
When
we first started out, we were in my station wagon, and I collected the cash from the club owner and gave it to the guys and tried to wrangle the food if anybody was hungry. And now we are touring on a bus which has 10 berths in it, and plus the driver. We have a crew of all of us, all told, is 9 people. You know, we carry, you know, gear that when you come to our show, it looks like a music store up there with a million different guitars and Hammond B3. It's just been a whole other thing. I think that, you know, the challenges of the road are first getting on the road. How do you find time to do that? How do you schedule that? Mostly working around Kevin's schedule, because, you know, movies can come up fairly quickly, and, you know, when you book a gig, you have to give the venue some lead time. So clearing the schedule is the first challenge, and then getting to all the gigs, being rested, keeping your voice in shape, putting up with the, you know, the difficulties of traveling. Those are all things that are difficult, and, you know, you sort of start out on the road and you think, oh my God, this is going to be forever, and then you start dropping off the dates, and you play a couple of really good shows, and you go, oh, this is kind of cool. So I think the real gauge is whether the shows are going well. If people are coming out and they're receptive and they seem to know some of the songs, particularly some of the new songs, then that kind of negates all the difficulties of you know, getting ourselves and our 7 compatriots on the road together.
I can't imagine how much fun you guys have, though, on the road. You've got to have so much fun. Is it fun, or is it more work for you guys?
Oh, it's definitely work. I mean, you know, the work is not, this is such a cliche, but it's like, you know, they say the same thing in acting, you know, they pay me to wait. I would do the work for free, but they pay me to wait. And there's a certain element to that, you know, with music too, because the show is what we all look forward to. And, you know, even in their worst versions, they always have moments of kind of fun, and basically just the ability to make music is, you know, a great, you know, kind of, it has a lot of enjoyment. You know, the rest of it is the work, getting there and the sound check and the sitting around a hotel room for 4 hours and, you know, all that stuff.
Waiting, right?
Yeah.
I bet when you're up there, though, and they're singing, like, from your new album, which just came out in June, by the way, Bacon Brothers, finally a title with you guys on it. I think that's a great idea. And they know your songs, and they're singing with you. Doesn't that feel – I can't imagine the feeling that you guys must feel.
I think for the type of songwriting that Kevin and I do, pretty much you're responding to something that's very personal within yourself. And you then try to couch that in terms, musically and lyrically, in a more universal way, so that somebody else who doesn't know you, anything about you, just hears the song and gets the same feeling that you went through when you wrote the song. And I think that is truly a wonderful feeling. And, you know, when the band is hitting on 8 cylinders and it's, you know, the sound is good in your ears and your voice is good, it's a great thrill. It really is.
Amazing. So what instruments do each of you play? Kevin?
I play the guitar, and I play the harmonica, and I play percussion.
Michael?
Electric guitar, acoustic guitar, cello, and ukulele.
Amazing. Gosh. That's amazing. So do any of your sisters do anything with singing?
Yeah, my elder sister, whose name is Hilda, and I had a jug band when we were in high school, which was really fun. A jug band is basically, it's emulating the music that came out of the Deep South, kind of in the blues, you know, like 1900s, sort of when the blues was emerging. And they were little bands that couldn't really afford anything but a guitar and a banjo and then a kazoo and a washboard and a washtub bass and a wax paper around a comb. And it was a great tradition, and we loved the jug band stuff, and we would pore over these old records that we could, you know, get and try to learn songs. And some of the songs were kind of bawdy, and if my mother heard one that she didn't think was appropriate for my sister to sing, that would be off the set list.
Well, I love your guys' bond. I love your guys' band. I love that you guys do this together, and that you and now this is like over 22 years that you've been doing this. So that says something about the two of you. They just released their first self-titled album, Bacon Brothers, in June. So you can get that, and we'll put all that up on social media for everybody. Tell us what's next for each of you, Michael.
Let's see. I've got a bunch of projects that I'm working on in the 2 weeks that we're off. And then we go back out on the road, and then hopefully I'll get a little vacation up in the Adirondacks towards the end till I start teaching school again. So I'm a college professor as well. So it's pretty busy and a lot of stuff going on.
That sounds great. And Kevin?
I've got a film that I'm doing in the UK, and then I'm starting a television series.
So awesome.
I'm busy too.
You both are very busy. Does any family members travel with you guys?
Well, yeah. Whenever we go someplace cool, like Texas or in Colorado, my son and his girlfriend and my wife Betsy flew out because we were playing at Estes Park, and we ended up parking there for 4 days. And we went on a whitewater raft trip, which was really fun. Kevin and my son and his girlfriend and Betsy and I. And it was just a blast and one of those kind of fun things that you just probably would never do otherwise, unless you happen to be, you know, on the road and with some time to kill. So it was great.
Sounds great. What about you, Kevin?
Every once in a while, Kira will come out. She's pretty busy with her own stuff, but. We try to figure out ways to connect someplace. It's the same thing that we do when we're working on film and television projects. You know, we really try hard to keep down to 2 weeks, and we'll figure out planes, trains, and automobiles to try to get to each other. And last show that we did last time we were in Austin, it was really nice because I asked her to come out there, and my daughter happened to be there because my daughter's boyfriend lives in Austin, and both of them sat in on with us, did a song with us. So that was really nice.
That's so fun. So I have to say, for you guys, brothers, your bond, your band, both of you so successful, you kept it together, through Hollywood, which is not easy task. So that says a lot about both of you. Last question. What advice would you give for someone out there who wants to be a composer, a music composer, a teacher, actor? Put together a band. What's your advice, Michael?
Well, parents have said people don't really appreciate my comments on this area, but
I'll appreciate it. I'm a parent.
Usually the conversation goes like this. My son/daughter is really interested in music and wants to be a musician, but I want her or him to go to dental school so they'll have a backup. And I say to this mother or father, if they have a backup, they will take it. If they really are dedicated to music, they won't have a backup, and therefore they'll have to tough it out as long as they can, because it's very, very difficult. There's a lot of rejection, and I never had a backup. I still don't. I can't do anything else. I can't change a light bulb. I can't draw a straight line. But for that reason, and also because, I have a family that I need to keep going and support. You'll give up. And I couldn't, so that I was lucky in that way.
Wow. Well, you are pretty lucky because you're an Emmy Award-winning composer and pretty great at it, too, I have to say, Michael.
Well, thanks, Wayne.
Kevin, what's your advice?
Yeah, it's a similar kind of version of that, which is that, people ask me, I'm thinking about trying acting, and I say, don't. I'm thinking about being a musician. Don't. And if you're the type of person that can say, Kevin Bacon told me I shouldn't do this, but I told him to get lost, and I'm still doing it, then you're the person that should be doing it. Because, to be super encouraging to somebody who's going to try to take on one of the most competitive and most rejection-filled and disappointing, possible careers that you can to try to make a living as some kind of a creative artist is kind of misguided in a way. But so you have to have the kind of dedication that can stand up to the slings and arrows of people telling you that you're not going to make it. So that's my advice is don't do it.
Good advice. Good advice from both of you. Thank you.
Why didn't
the
you
Bacon
tell me
Brothers
that 50 years ago?
Yeah, why didn't you tell me that 50 years ago? If you just did it, Bacon Brothers, they just dropped their first self-titled album, Bacon Brothers, in June. So go out and get that. And thank you both for being here again, and hope your tour goes wonderful, and the best to Kevin, your new TV show, and thank you both. And Michael, thanks for all that great advice, too.
Okay, Wendy.
Thanks both of you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.